My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast with the monthly horoscope for October 2022. So you may be feeling there is a significant change in the air as Mercury is going direct right now, and we're moving into our eclipse season of the fall-winter time. So a lot of big changes happening, and one of them is that I would like to create some sort of community around this podcast more so. So I'm thinking of having a Facebook group or a private WhatsApp group or something like that just for listeners of this podcast. So I'm open to your thoughts and ideas, and I almost started something last week during the retrograde, and I was like, I'm going to wait till Mercury retrograde's over. But what I'm thinking is maybe having a private Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast, and that can be open to anyone who wants to join, and it's free. And then I would do the horoscopes there as a live stream, so you could interact with me, ask questions afterwards as well. So I thought that might be a cool way to connect with you more and for all of you to get to connect with each other. So we've got a lot of amazing listeners around the world, including the winner of this month's drawing. That is the username JessXRose2 on Apple, it's your iCloud name, I guess. But you left a review for the podcast. Thank you. And you win a free 30-minute reading with me live on Zoom. So all you got to do is email me, jeremy@quietmindastrology.com. So if you want to enter into win free readings in the future or free offers in the future, all you got to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts. An honest review at 5 stars if you feel I've earned it, and just anything you found helpful from the podcast in the review. Much appreciated. It helps grow this podcast and reach people who are looking for this topic. And so many of you reached out over the months and years saying, like, I was just looking for astrology. Yours was the only Vedic astrology podcast at the time, or that I was looking for something about Vedic. I'd heard about it. And that's exactly why I created this, because I was trying to learn that years ago and I just couldn't find any great resources. So I created what I wished existed, a resource to learn what's happening from sidereal astrology and the ancient Vedic teachings every week, what's happening in the stars. So I'm going to talk about what's happening this month and then go into more detail weekly in the weeks ahead of October with the nakshatras. But today I'm just going to talk about the signs and some of the things you can do to best work with the energies of this month. And if you don't have your free birth chart, go to quietmindastrology.com, get your free birth chart to follow along. So like I mentioned, Mercury went direct in Virgo on the 2nd. Today, as I'm recording, is the 3rd. And there's this forward momentum. Things that have been going backwards with all the retrograde energy last month, now starting to move forward from the new moon that happened a few days ago. And then now the Mercury direct. And we're going into Saturn direct. We're going into Pluto direct this month and the eclipses. Mars will go retrograde at the end of the month, but that's kind of moving more into November. But this month, things really start to move forward in all directions and all senses. So anything you felt like backed up in communication, backed up in your vision, your plans, your strategy, your organization, this is the time where things move forward now. And if you didn't use the Mercury retrograde time to clean out your closets and drawers and old stuff and donate stuff, sell things that you're not using anymore, still a good time to do that as we're just moving into this new month. But that is a great way to kind of clear the space and clear the energy for this new phase. The universe, nature abhors a vacuum, as you may have heard. And when we create space in the universe, create space in our lives, something will take its place, right? If you, so many times, like I work with yoga business owners as well. As many of you know, I'm a yoga teacher and I've grown my own business over the past 11 plus years. And I teach other teachers how to do that as well, in addition to what I do here. And I've seen it so many times in myself and others. Like, if you want to make a change in your life and you let go of something, like somebody quits their job that they've been wanting to leave for years and they're not sure what to do next or what's going to happen next, well, very quickly that space is filled either with the work that they want to be doing or new opportunities in the direction of what they want to be doing. I've seen it so much myself and others. When we let go of things that are no longer serving us, that are just kind of in the past, it's not really what's true and present now and alive, then what is true and present and alive will come into that space. So with Mercury going direct in Virgo, you have more clarity, more focus, more ability to see the big picture of things and what needs to happen in step A, B, and C in a more logical, linear order, and even seeing the interconnection of all things in the nonlinear as well, of how maybe just having time for your hobbies or your self-care or just friend time that is not necessarily about your goals or your productivity or being efficient or anything like that actually is essential to that part of your life, and vice versa, where you feel very accomplished in your work and that allows you more space to be present with your friends and family and activities outside of work. So you see the big picture better this month. You'll see the smaller steps necessary along the way this month. And there's a great image, a meme that I've seen many times. I just saw it again the other day. It's like showing two people side by side with ladders. And on the left side, the ladder has several small steps. So the person has been able to climb it very, very high and grow and you know, in the metaphor, like grow and achieve all the things they wanted in their life. And then the person on the right has the same ladder, but there's only like four rungs on the whole ladder and they can't even reach the first rung because there's no small steps to get to it. So that's a great metaphor of like what's happening with Mercury direct this month. And as we go forward throughout this month, I'll explain a little more about that, but that's a good metaphor of like, just start with small steps. And if you don't have them, build those in so you can get to those next steps. And you can think of that as an ascension in the more vertical path, or you can think of it in the more horizontal path of like connection and relationships and emotions and expression, starting with small things. Of if you felt backed up emotionally, taking some space to express in some small way. Or if you felt disconnected socially, taking some small step to connect with friends socially. Right. So the vertical path is the spiritual path where we go up and out and beyond the physical. But the horizontal is the path of relationships and human experience that we are all immersed in as well. And then there's, you know, the sort of nonlinear 3D, 4D, 5D paths as well that are beyond that, that are not as concrete, but those energies can also be supported by this transit this month of Mercury being directed Virgo now. And Mercury will go into Libra on the 26th. So all that energy shifts from more of the head into the heart. So on the 26th, for a couple of weeks is the time to go into more relational energy, more connection, more social energy as well, enjoying more music and arts and conversation and connection in your life. But right now, as we start the month, the first couple of weeks, the time to organize, analyze, systemize, and simplify things. So then the next transit is on the 8th, October 8th, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn. Pluto is in this sign of Capricorn for about 20 years. As I've talked about throughout many episodes in this podcast, it is a revolutionary social structure changing time. And this is a time for you personally to create stronger structures in your own life and clearer agreements in your relationships and your work. And if there's things like legal issues to address, this is a great time to do that. Things like your daily routine, your schedules, your rhythms, your whole cycle of your day and your life and your week is a great time to bring more clarity to that, set more solid foundations in place. And this is going to be, it's a long cycle. So there's a lot of this to come. And it really started in 2020 with the pandemic and all of our structures and systems and the whole world being shaken up, as Pluto is associated with earthquakes. And Capricorn is structures, government systems, policies. All that was dramatically changed with Pluto coming here, just like it happened back in 1776, easy for me to say. Around that time of the American and the French Revolutions, Pluto was also there in Capricorn. And there's other factors with that, as I talk about in many episodes. But the short version today, this month, to bring more solid structures into your life. So if you've never done like Dhinacharya, this is like a daily morning routine, now is a great time to do it. There's a lot of momentum and movement forward happening. So one great thing to do every morning is to use a tongue scraper. If you've never used one of these before, this is a great way to cleanse your body from the inside out, right at that barrier between the inside and out of your tongue. And in the Vedic teachings, there's this belief, and you might experience this yourself as well, that the tongue is detoxifying. So your liver detoxifies throughout the night, and then the toxins accumulate on your tongue in the morning. Gross, right? Especially if you're not scraping your tongue or brushing your teeth first thing in the morning. But if you do, now you're making everything easier on your body, your immune system, your liver, your whole internal health to use a tongue scraper every morning. And you can get one for like $5 to $10 on Amazon or wherever. Copper or stainless steel. The copper ones will likely rust over time. So I like stainless steel. And you just scrape. I like to do 7 times for the 7 chakras. You see how Virgo I am. But I just, it's a nice little routine every morning. And it feels good. It's definitely helping and doing something. You can see the white film coming off of your tongue. Whether that's your liver detoxifying or not, it at least feels like it is cleaning something. And you might have that experience as well. And then brushing your teeth, of course. But you might also want to do things like oil pulling, like swishing coconut oil or sesame oil in your mouth for 10 to 20 minutes. That can help your gums and your gum health and your teeth and everything in the tissues in your mouth. Doing self-massage in the morning. So these are examples of things that you could do in a Dhinacharya practice. It's a much bigger topic, but that's the short version of having some sort of morning routine is a really good use of this Pluto and Capricorn energy as it moves forward now for the next several months. Then we have on the 9th, the full moon in Revati Nakshatra. This is the last of the 27 nakshatras. The full moon is a completion and closure. So we're coming to this completion and closure of a big cycle through, you could think of through all the nakshatras. You could think of through the last year, through maybe even all the way back to early 2020 because of this Pluto transit as well associated with that. And you can feel throughout society and the world that there is this movement in this new direction away from the issues of 2020 into new phase of the world and in our lives. So you might feel that in yourself, and just taking time on the full moon on the 9th to celebrate the success you've had, the growth you've had, the changes in your life. And especially if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, as we're just now moving into the fall season, there's still some of that summer energy of celebration, being more social, being more out and extroverted in general, and celebration of the deep insights, the learning, and the things that you've brought to completion in the last 2 weeks of the moon lunar cycle, or 4 weeks rather, from the last full moon. So the full, you could say the full 4 week cycle there of what you've come to completion with, what you've gotten closure with, and then taking time to reflect on that in this full moon in Revati. Then on the 15th, Mars in Gemini. Mars, the planet of action, initiation, drive in the sign of Gemini, the more playful, creative, witty, charming part of us. And this is a time where you might feel more creative and have more initiation kind of energy available to you. Again, this forward momentum of the month and ability to be more quick thinking and start things. If you've been trying to start something with all this forward momentum this month, this is the time, especially in the middle of the month, where you will feel more support to do that. This is also a great transit for doing deep research. The students who are in the Vedic Astrology mentorship currently with me are doing a lot of that, and I'm sharing a lot of my research, many, many years of research, trying to consolidate it down to the essence. And when we do that, we make discoveries. We find things that weren't there, available, or seen by other people. And it brings about new insights and clarity. So doing deep kind of internal work or deep research of a topic that really interests you and mentally stimulates you is really powerful this month. Then on the 17th, Sun moves into Libra, where it is considered debilitated. So this is a challenging placement for your confidence, your self-esteem, your inner authority. But what it is bringing us is an opportunity of finding more of a we focus, from me to we, from how can I get my goal or have this thing or do that thing, to how can we work together and collaborate. And I always like the phrase of, if you want to go far, go alone. If you want to if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together, right? So there is more potential. There's an exponential energy of relational energy. And Sun in Libra is about finding compromise, finding collaboration, finding opportunities to work together in connection and create balance and harmony among teams, among peers, among relationships, where things have gotten too one-sided. Because the Sun just on its own can become egoic and arrogant, self-centered. And we all have that part in us that is there that could become that way. So this is a bit of a humbling reminder every year around mid-October to mid-December, where we have Sun in Libra, and it's time to focus on finding harmony and connection in relationships and not just having them be one-sided or selfish or un-team focused. So we want to be more team focused, more we focused in the Sun in Libra time. And then on the 18th, Venus moves into Libra as well. So that helps. So Venus in its own sign, much more positively placed. So this can bring about more love and connection and beauty in our relationships. And this desire to listen to music, to chant mantra, to be in beautiful places, to do yoga asana, which is about alignment and harmony and balance in our bodies and minds. So that helps because that is ruling over the Sun in Libra during this time. So the authority has to defer to what you really love, what creates harmony, what creates balance, and what is relational. And Venus in Libra is all about that. On the 22nd, Saturn moves direct in Capricorn. We got a lot of stuff happening this month, right? I'm almost through the whole major transits, so I'll go into more detail week by week. But Saturn moving direct in Capricorn, now we're almost out of what started in early 2020 when Saturn went into Capricorn. Now, that is important, Saturn being in Capricorn, but it happens every 30 years. So it's not the biggest deal. It's not like it's always going to be as dramatic as 2020 was because there was a lot of other factors like the Pluto thing and a few others I've mentioned. But we are bringing some closure to what started in early 2020, some closure to the issues of the pandemic, the issues of lockdown, isolation, separation, and public health and all that, where now we're moving forward in the new direction of Saturn in Aquarius, where things like technology, the environment, major developments in like robotics, technology, AI are going to be much more at the forefront of society. And with Saturn in Capricorn for you personally, there's an opportunity to find more success, more satisfaction through having a clearer schedule, clearer structures in your life, being of service and finding in whatever you do, finding the sense of service and duty and giving back and not just doing it for selfish gain, but doing it as a service, whether it's your work, relationships, hobbies, personal life, you can find ways to see it as a service, as being generous, as not just about what can I get, but what can I give and how can I help others and what would have others feel great that how do I want to be treated and treat others that way? Saturn is the servant energy in all of us. And in Capricorn, it's in its own sign. So having that kind of structured into our lives as part of our routine, part of our approach day to day is really positive use of this energy. Then on the 25th, we've got the solar eclipse in Swati Nakshatra. Of course, I'll talk about this much more as we get closer because this is a big deal. The eclipses are turning points of the year. They are like portals that we step through and cannot go back through, where you make a decision around these times, the 6-week period from the solar to lunar eclipse, 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after, 2 weeks in between, is the time. So you'll start feeling this around the middle of the month, 2 weeks before the solar eclipse on the 25th. Of going through a portal. It's a time of making a decision of, okay, this is the direction I'm going in my life. And it's the best of my knowledge. This is what feels in alignment. This is where I want to go. And this is where I'm going. And you either make a decision or a decision is made for you. As I've shared, I had this sense in the mid-2000s that there was like, there's something to this astrology thing. I was studying it. I was trying to integrate it into my life. And I kept having this sense that like I needed to make a big change in my life, leave the job that I was at, move focus onto things like yoga and spirituality more in my life. And I had a lot of resistance. And I kept having these experiences happen where I wouldn't make a choice and like the universe would essentially make it for me. Like I didn't want to quit my job, but I got fired. And I was so relieved when that happened because I didn't have the courage at the time to do it. And ultimately, like that's what I needed, that lesson at that point in my life. But I was entering, for me personally, I was entering a major new phase of my life. And there was some of those things happened around the eclipses. Some of those things happened around personal transits. And those personal transits are things I talk about, like in the one-to-one readings I do, like, you know, where the transits are affecting you personally. So that's a little more detailed for the scope of today's podcast. But all that to say is that I had this sense that like the energy was moving in a direction and I could go with it willingly and pleasurably, or I could go with it sort of resistant and unpleasurably. And I had enough of those experiences in a row of like, it's sort of happening to me, the universe just ripping me out of my comfort zone that I knew I needed to leave anyway, versus just like having the courage or taking the action to do it. And I'm not saying like you're not courageous if you don't make a change, because it's challenging. I wasn't courageous. I didn't have the courage to do it at that time in my life. I didn't have the resources, the support, the clarity, the self-confidence at the time to do that. And that's okay. Sometimes we're in that phase of life or a phase of life where that is true. And we need that sort of nudge from the universe. And I like the sort of idea that the universe speaks to you first in a whisper and then eventually in a shout. And we want to listen for those whispers and those little nudges. So you might know what it is already. You might know the changes that are at the helm for you in your life. And you can look to the number 7 in your birth chart. Again, if you don't have your birth chart, quietmindastrology.com, get your birth chart, look for the number 7. That's where Libra is. That's where Swati Nakshatra is. That's where this solar eclipse is on the 25th. And you're moving through a portal in that area of your life where a choice is needed. And it's not the best idea to make that choice on the day of the eclipse because your thinking might not be clear. And you might have some illusions, some fogginess, some muddled up sense of what's happening on that exact date. On the actual date, it's a good time to just lay low, do pranayama practices, connect to yourself. And I will actually provide a practice as we get closer to that, that you can do on that date. But around it, you're going through the portal. So you're making the decision. And on the date, just be gentle with yourself. Try not to have any major conversations or conflicts or major decisions on the actual date. But around it, yes. Then on the 26th, Mercury moves into Libra. Mercury, the planet of communication, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the podcast, into Libra, a sign of harmony, connection, relationships. And this is a great time for music, arts, conversation, and connection, as I mentioned earlier. Finally, on the 30th, Mars goes retrograde in Taurus. Mars is in Gemini on the 15th, and then on the 30th, it's going retrograde into Taurus. So it is a time to act slow and steady and finish any incomplete work that you have. Don't try to rush into things when Mars goes into Taurus. It's been there already last month, so you know what it's like. It's a little bit slower and steadier, and this particular time in the 30th, it's like you're going back over lessons from last month. Going this October 30th, it'll be going through November. So we're really talking about next month, by just kind of setting you up for that now, where the things you were doing in September are going to be really relevant in November. You're going to go back over some of those lessons. You're going to take actions that complete the things you started there or bring some sense of momentum or direction to what you started there. And just be slow and steady and gentle with yourself. Don't need to rush through things. Don't need to be impulsive here. More about going back over things, reviewing things, revisiting things, and going back to things that have worked well in the past when we get there. So we'll talk more about that as we get closer to it, because that's a big transit. But that is the overview of October 2022. And as you can see and hear, there is a lot happening this month. And if you aren't seeing me, I'm actually on YouTube with this as well on the Quiet Mind Astrology YouTube. I will do the 1 minute version of this over on the Quiet Mind Astrology TikTok and Instagram sites. So you can check those out as well and follow me there for more astrology tidbits. And if you didn't already, leave a review for the podcast. That's how you can be entered to win free readings, free courses, free offers from me. All you gotta do is leave an honest review on Apple Podcasts, just like Jess X Rose 2 did. And make sure you reach out to me via email to let me know how we can, where I can reach you so we can schedule our one-to-one free session. And if you want to schedule a reading for yourself, you can go to quietmindastrology.com to do that. And I appreciate you listening. Please take a moment to like, review, subscribe, share this with somebody you think might find it helpful. And send me a message to let me know. Do you want a Facebook group for the community? Do you want me to do these live and be more interactive with you and answer your questions at the end? I think that'd be cool. Just send me a message to jeremy@quietmindastrology.com and we can see what the community wants and what's going to be of best service to everyone. That's the whole point of this podcast, to share astrology, make it easy to learn and of service to you so you can go through your week and month and year coming up with clarity, with direction, and with the support of the universe. So working with these energies and not against them. All right, so thank you for listening and hope you have a great month ahead. Look forward to sharing more with you next week on the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast.